Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday. Another manic Monday. Monday, December 4th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 36 degrees, and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. If there's anything on your mind. All right, again, Christmas in Caledonia, or Christmas in the Village, as they're calling it, this coming Saturday, 6:15 p.m. Doesn't cost anything. Hope you'll be there. I'll be doing Twas the Night Before Christmas. Carrington and Matt will be doing a sing-along. We'll be having a great time lighting the Christmas tree over in Caledonia. Fruitcake Toss, December the 14th. 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. We've got 44 people in so far. If you'd like to nominate somebody or know somebody who wants to be in that, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Christmas cards, if you'd like to send us a Christmas card here at the station, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, WGH Talk. Put your return address in there. We'll get a card back to you. Write a little message in there or whatever you have, and we will read it on the air and hang the card in the studio. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. So that is our Christmas information. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And again, don't forget, on Fruitcake Toss night, we are going to have Buckeyes, otherwise known as Chestnuts, for that particular night. We will be giving a plaque away to the winner and four passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. We will have a plaque for the person in the WGH staff who throws the fruitcake the farthest. And Mayor Jack Kellogg will be getting his Upper Crust Society Award on the 14th at 7 p.m. So there we go in our new entrant this morning. Becky Morgan, the mother of Kayla Bryce and Matt Morgan, and also the preparer of the Buckeyes that night. So, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Have you done any of your Christmas shopping on this December the 4th? You know, I have done nothing, really. But you know, it's like that, I'm like that every year. I don't know why that is. The season starts, and I don't buy anything, and then it gets to be like the 11th or the 12th, and I think I need to buy something, and I go to the store, and I pretty much buy just about everything when I go to the store, and the few items I go to the store and can't find, I'll buy online, but that's the way that goes. Has anybody started their Christmas shopping? How are the stores? Are they busy? When I was out on Friday night, I noticed going to the studio for the Friday night show, the streets were rather busy. Busier on Friday night than they typically are, and it was strange because not many football games or anything going on at this point. How are the stores, and are you doing your shopping? 740-751-4038. Has anybody made it to downtown Marion to see how nice it is down there? I think it's very, very nice in downtown Marion. I think they've done a tremendous job, and I can't wait to see Caledonia this coming weekend. You know, I finished putting up the Christmas decorations this past weekend. There were a few items that just take a little more time to put together than other items, and I finally got them all up this past weekend. So I am very, very happy with that. I'm all loaded for bear and ready to go for the holiday season now. Okay, does anybody else have anything going on? You know, we had an interesting conversation on Friday Does age impact your job? Should there be a point, because of age, that you should have to quit a certain job? Now, obviously, there are jobs you can go on and do forever. But is there a certain job that you should have to leave? Now, I would think doctor might be one of those jobs. Maybe more particularly a surgeon. Like, I don't know if I would want a surgeon who was 85 years old. You know, I just think your reflexes might not be as sharp as they once were. I don't know. It's hard to say. I was having this conversation last night with somebody about brain cells do start to deteriorate the older you get. And it doesn't mean that people are not sharp. I mean, I know a lot of sharp people in their 90s. But those people probably are not as sharp as maybe they were in their 60s. So I don't know. Should there be a mandatory retirement age for certain jobs? Heaven knows there aren't mandatory retirement ages for a lot of jobs. But should there be? This becomes the big question. 740-751-4038. I don't know. You know, I'm split on it. I believe there are cases like surgeons and things of that nature where I think, well, maybe there should be a retirement age, but maybe a police officer. I don't know that you'd want an 85-year-old police officer or firefighter. Things like that. But then there are certain jobs that I think people could do forever. So I think it's more depending on the job. But do most people retire at 65? I don't know. I don't know if most people retire at 65 or not. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. You know what? We've got all these tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights that we have not given away, and we do need to give them away because the season is getting away from us. So, you know what I thought we would do? Everybody loves the Family Feud here. I think we got all the answers to our last question. So we'll start a new Family Feud question this morning, and maybe we'll start giving away some Zoo Light tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Now, you'll have to pick them up on Friday, or maybe Thursday we can get them to the station. But let's start here. Let's see. Here's the category this morning. Four answers. Name something people decorate. Name something people decorate. Four big answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Four big answers this morning. Name something people decorate. Now, all four of these things to me seem like pretty well slam dunks as far as things people decorate. And we'll see how this goes, and maybe if things go correctly, we'll give away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights down in Columbus, Ohio. Name something people decorate. Does anybody have any guesses this morning? Might be a slow morning this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. Number one is pretty strong. 2, 3, and 4 are pretty well in there as well. All right. We got a guest coming in here. Things people decorate. Go ahead, caller.
A Christmas tree.
Christmas tree, number one on the list. You got it. Christmas tree is number one on the list this morning. Three other big answers to go. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, number one. three other answers to go. 45 people said Christmas tree. Does anybody know what the other three are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, number one, a strong number one. But there are three other answers. Does anybody know what the other three are?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say cake, like a wedding cake.
Cake is number two on the list. You got it.
Cake shows up at number two on the list. So we've got Christmas tree at number one, cake at number two. Two other answers to go. Name something people decorate. What do people decorate?
Go ahead, caller.
I must be the only one awake.
I know. It's Monday. It's one of those days. Cold Monday.
I see your house. You decorate your, inside your house, house.
House and rooms is number three on the list. You got it.
House and rooms, number three on the list. Name something people decorate. Well, we're rolling right down the list here. Christmas tree was number one. 45 people said Christmas tree. Cake was number two. 19 people said a cake. House rooms were number three. 27 people said house rooms. And now we've got number four on the list. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? Name something people decorate. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. What is that famous fourth answer here this morning?
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Britney Spears, and thank goodness for that. Some people like to decorate their dog, like put a Santa hat and maybe some garland or lights on the dog. Is that on there, or a pet in general?
No pets on the list, but a good guess.
That was a really good answer, Scott.
Thank you.
Well, I better get my workout in so I can get my biceps to bulge even more, right, for the fruitcake.
You know what? It's 44 people. It's getting...
The odds go down and down. I think Adam just hung up on me. 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. What is our final answer here this morning?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say people, like their outfits.
No people on the list.
No people on the list here today. Name something people decorate. One answer left to go on our list of champions today.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still there, Scott?
I'm here.
How about the lawn area?
No lawn area on the list.
No blow-up things, huh?
No blow-ups, no.
No lawns, no blow-ups on the list here. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, and a room, or a house, are all on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the graves at the cemetery.
No graves at the cemetery. Good guess.
No graves at the cemetery. Name something people decorate. Boy, oh boy, what is our missing answer here?
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think dog is a better answer, but let's go for car or vehicle, truck, maybe school bus. There are most decorators school bus. People put a wreath, like, on their hood or their grill.
No vehicle on the list.
You put a wreath on the grill of your car, Scott?
I don't have a wreath on the grill of the car. Maybe I should do that.
Thank goodness. I don't, but some people indulge. Okay, ta-ta for now.
All right, no vehicle on the list here this morning. All right. 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's just try parties. All kind of parties.
No parties on the list.
No parties on the list here today. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, a cake, house or rooms. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour here. Name something people decorate. 45 people said a Christmas tree. 19 people said a cake. 27 people said a house or a room. One answer left, which is eluding us. Name something people decorate. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. What could be that final answer that is stumping us here? Oh, my goodness gracious. Name something people decorate. Well, it is number four on the list of four. So maybe that's what makes it so difficult here this morning. Name something people decorate. What could that be? Something people decorate.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say food, like they add certain stuff to it, not different stuff.
No food on the list.
No food on the list here today. Name something people decorate. Who has got it?
Go ahead, caller.
Wearing apparel?
Nope, no clothes.
No clothes on the list here today. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house rooms. Still one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. What is the fourth and final answer on this list? 34 minutes past the hour. Something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house, rooms.
Go ahead, caller.
Could we be in the food category?
Yeah, I would say this is in the food category.
Cookies?
Not cookies.
Not cookies, but not a bad answer. Name something people decorate. What could it be?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say something else. It's in the food category?
It is in the food category.
Did I already say wedding cake, didn't I?
Yeah, wedding cake's on there, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house. One answer left. It is in the food category. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people decorate. What could it be? Christmas tree, cake, house. One answer left. Who's got it? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's got to be candy.
No candy on the list.
Boy, I really missed that one big time.
No candy on the list here today. Name something people decorate. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say they decorate the table with food on it. I put out decorations.
No tables on the list.
Now, it's a certain food that they decorate, right?
Yeah, certain type of food.
Okay.
No table on the list here today. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
You said it's a food item, Scott?
It is a food item.
I mean, the Christmas ham or Christmas turkey, that's a boring answer. But
yeah, certain type of food.
No Christmas ham or Christmas food.
And it's not pie, right?
No pie.
Okay, I give up. See you later.
No pie on the list. No Christmas ham or Christmas turkey. No pie on the list.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Did anybody say cookies?
No cookies on the list.
No cookies on the list here today. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house. What's the final answer? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, let's go with a first letter or maybe how many letters?
The first letter is an E.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
First letter is an E. There's another big hint for you as we struggle around here this morning. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a fruitcake?
Oh, Lord. Decorate that with some kind of cushion so it doesn't hurt people.
I just thought that would be a good one, Scott.
That's a good one. No fruitcake. Thanks for calling.
All right, okay.
No fruitcake on the list here today. Name something people decorate. Something people decorate.
Go ahead, caller.
How about eggs?
What kind of eggs?
Well, I mean like deviled eggs, Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. That's what we were looking for. The double E, Easter eggs. You got it.
Okay.
Easter eggs is what we were looking for here this morning. Name something people decorate. Christmas tree, cake, house.
Go ahead, caller.
You still need the answer, right?
Oh, we just got it, but let's see if you get it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say eggs. Somebody must have thought you were asking about Easter. I don't know what other food begins with an E. I mean, there's edamame.
An enema?
But I doubt that's on there. But I enjoy eating those.
Well, you don't think you decorate an enema.
Well, I think of a food beginning with E. Egg is obvious, but it's Christmas, not Easter. Was somebody in a time warp?
Well, I don't. It's just name something people decorate. I don't think it said Christmas.
Okay, I was thinking Christmas. Okay, well, I guess it was.
Now wait a second. An enema is food?
No, edamame, not enema. Edamame, EDA.
Oh, I thought you said enema. My goodness.
Like, yeah, it's raw soybeans. They're really good, and very very healthy.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't enema. But thanks, Adam.
Okay, ta-ta for now.
All right, there we go. Okay, let's move on to the next category. Boy, I thought he wanted to decorate his enema. Oh man. Well, we're having a day, aren't we? 40 minutes past the hour here. Well, maybe we'll get this next category done in 20 minutes. All right. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Now, I think we have had this one before, but it's probably been a year, so let's see how good you are. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Four big answers on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. What could this be? Let's see if we can get the answers here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Mr. Claus.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus himself, number three on the list. You got it.
Santa Claus himself ends up as number three on the list here. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. Santa, number three on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
I can think of several answers, Scott, but maybe some marital friction, so escape from her husband, the jelly bearded one.
Yes, Santa, number three on the list.
Did somebody already say that?
They just did, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give a different answer then. How about the cold? Maybe move to somewhere warmer, like Marion, Ohio.
The cold is number one on the list. You got it.
Okay, see you later.
Cold is number one on the list here. So we've got cold, and we've got Santa at this particular point. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the work.
No work on the list.
No work on the list here today. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. The cold, number one. Santa, number three. Two other answers here to go. 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour here. Wow. 36 degrees and cloudy skies in the Marion area. The cold is number one. Santa, number three. Two other answers to go. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole
to escape from. Go ahead, caller.
What about the elves?
The elves, number three on the list. You got it.
I guess the elves are number three. Santa, number two. Elves, number three on the list.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say wrapping gifts.
No wrapping gifts on the list.
No wrapping gifts on the list here today. All right, still one answer left in this particular category.
Go ahead, caller.
You know what, Scott? Maybe one of the reindeer bit her, and so she developed reindeerophobia, so wanted to escape from the vicious animals that inhabit the North Pole.
Yep, reindeer's number. Reindeer's. Reindeer's the last answer. You got it.
I did not think that would be that, Scott, but okay.
All right, reindeer on the list. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. The cold, Santa, annoying elves, and reindeer. All right, let's move on to the next category here. Now, the next category, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I like this. 7 big answers. Now, this is going to be difficult. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We've got 7 big answers here and 16 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Let's see what we've got here.
Go ahead, caller.
White Christmas?
No White Christmas on the list.
No White Christmas on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's see, Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, number two on the list.
Jingle Bells is number two on our list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller. Silent Night's number three. You got it.
Silent Night is number three on our list here today. Jingle Bells number two, Silent Night number three. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Silent Night.
Silent Night's number three on the list.
Silent Night number three on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
No Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
No Rocking Around the Christmas Tree here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Can I make a deal with you, Scott?
What's that?
If I agree to sing the song, may I give more than one answer?
Well, you can give two if you sing the song.
Okay. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. I'm not quite sure what it is, but on the third day of Christmas, let's see, seven maids a-milking, right? Six geese a-laying, five golden rings, and is that the answer?
That is not the answer. What is it? Three French hens.
Two turtle doves, and a microphone in the radio studio, which is a much better answer.
No 12 Days of Christmas on the list. What's your other guess?
You better not out. You better not cry. You better not. I'm not quite sure what I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to Marion.
You know, you got to brush up on these lyrics.
Well, I make my own version.
Santa Claus is coming to town is number 5 on the list. You got it.
Well, I think the 12 Days of Christmas should be there. It should get maybe 12 places because there are 12 different days, right?
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
Okay. How about a third one? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, Mrs. Claus was afraid of it. That was one of the answers.
No Rudolph on the list.
But Mrs. Claus was afraid of Rudolph, and that was one of the answers.
Well, she didn't say just reindeer in general. It was why she wanted to flee.
Might have been that lit-up red nose, right?
It could be.
Okay, well, adios for now.
Thank you. All right. So now we got Jingle Bells number 2, Silent Night number 3, and Santa Claus Coming to Town number 5.
Go ahead, caller.
About Joy to the World.
Joy to the World is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Joy to the World is number 4 on our list here today. So I think we're down to 3 here. All righty.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is Up on the Rooftop the same as Santa Claus Coming to Town?
I think so. Don't you think Adam should brush up on his lyrics before he's going to serenade us here in the morning?
No, because I'm not. Well, somebody could do better than me. I'm not saying anything.
Thanks for calling.
All right. No Up on the Rooftop. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Give him a die. However that thing, whole thing goes.
Go ahead, caller.
It came upon a midnight clear.
Nope.
No, it came upon a midnight clear. All right, let's see where we are here in the rundown.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's do Little Drummer Boy.
No Little Drummer Boy.
No Little Drummer Boy on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Not really a Christmas carol, Scott, but you interviewed one of the participants. So Grandma had a little too much to drink, and she got run over by a reindeer.
No, Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Well, next time you talk to Dr. Elmo, I think you should let him know that people are thinking about him, but obviously not the people you polled.
Song didn't make the list.
No, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We've got Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Still 3 left on the list here, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
No, I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
No, I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. What we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller.
My personal favorite, Last Christmas.
No Last Christmas on the list.
Okay.
No Last Christmas on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman's number 6 on the list.
Frosty the Snowman comes in at number 6 on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No Rudolph on the list.
No Rudolph on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
It's somebody say we wish you a Merry Christmas? I don't know if you heard that one or not.
Nope, that's number one on the list. You got it.
Nobody said that yet?
Nope.
Well, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy cold beer.
There you go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Number one on the list here today. Now we're down to one. All right. What's the final answer here? Christmas, favorite Christmas carol or song?
Go ahead, caller.
Good King Wenceslas.
No, Good King Wences on the list.
Oh, okay.
No, Good King Wences on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. This is what we're looking for.
Go ahead, caller.
Silver Bells.
No Silver Bells.
No Silver Bells on the list here today. We had Jingle Bells, but no Silver Bells. All righty.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Did you get White Christmas?
No White Christmas on the list.
No White Christmas on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman. One answer left to go. What could it be?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World's number four on the list.
Joy to the World is number four on our list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Little Town of Bethlehem.
No Little Town of Bethlehem.
No Little Town of Bethlehem on our list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We Wish You a Merry Christmas was one, Jingle Bells was two, Silent Night was three, Joy to the World was four, Santa Claus is Coming to Town was five, Frosty the Snowman was six.
Go ahead, caller.
Feliz Navidad.
No Feliz Navidad.
No Feliz Navidad on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Nope. No Hark the Herald Angels Sing on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Well, one left. We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman. One left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer left to go. Who has got it? 740-751-4038.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say Noel.
No, the first Noel.
The first Noel. Now, that's one of my favorites. Does not make the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Away in a Manger.
No Away in a Manger.
No Away in a Manger here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. One answer left. What is it?
Go ahead, caller.
Silver Bells.
No Silver Bells.
No Silver Bells on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Okay, what is the one that we are not getting here?
Go ahead, caller.
Here We Go, A Waffling.
Oh, I love that song. That's one of my favorites. Oh, I do. Yes, we do that one at the Christmas party every year.
Oh, okay. Now, that was the one I... Or it could be the Grinch song.
You know what's strange? I hate to bring it's Wassailing is not on the list, but the Wassailing song, a lot of when I hear it in stores and things, they've changed it to Here We Go A-Caroling, which I really don't understand because Wassailing is not caroling. Wassail is a drink. So I'm not.
But you drink the drink when you go out and carol, though, right?
Well, but you say Here We Go A-Wassailing, I'm thinking Here We Go A-Drinking. Because you're drinking the wassail.
They're just changing everything, aren't they, Scott?
Well, it doesn't make it changes the whole meaning of the song.
Yeah, it's a shame. What about the Grinch song? Is the Grinch?
No Grinch. He's everywhere else this holiday, but not on our list.
Okay.
No Grinch on the list here today. 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. 740-751-4038. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Frosty the Snowman. One answer left to go. Go ahead, caller.
This might be it, Scott. Oh, Christmas Tree.
No, Oh, Christmas Tree.
Okay.
No, Oh, Christmas Tree on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
A Drummer Boy?
No Little Drummer Boy.
No Little Drummer Boy on our list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. One answer left to go, and we're at the two-minute warning, 58 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Frosty the Snowman. Those are the answers that we do have. There is one answer left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is there one that's called Oh Holy Night, something like that?
I think that's Silent Night, but yet not on the list.
Is that on the list?
No, Oh Holy Night on the list here. 740-751-4038. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. 1 minute left to go. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, one answer left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
No Merry Little Christmas.
No Merry Little Christmas on the list here today. We're about at the 30-second mark. We might be able to get one more call in at this point. Okay, this has eluded us here this morning.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Is there one that's called Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
No Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
No Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Don't forget, Adam Lepp and Dr. Feynman coming up this morning at 10:15. We'll get one more guess in. Let's see here.
Go ahead, caller.
Little You're listening
Bethlehem.
To The Voice
no,
for Holiday Fun. For legendary actor, best known for his portrayal of Walter Finley on the hit TV series Maude, Bill Macy, reciting "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Well, the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.